This is the second draft of that substitute. And what it does, it actually helps the non-resident landowners in Missouri to receive a benefit from actually owning land in Missouri. They may not do all of the buying in Missouri like a actual resident would, but they do own land and they do help the local community by paying property taxes. What this does is actually allow a 50% reduction in all of the permits that they would request. Now, those permits would only be good on their own land. If they would wish to hunt on other land, either public or private, then they would be as necessitated by current law to actually acquire a non-resident hunting, fishing, deer permit, turkey, trapping, whatever. But it's a way to give a non-resident landowner, somebody who actually owns land in Missouri, the access to their property because they own it, they have paid property taxes on it, and to give them a break for investing a little bit in the state of Missouri. I believe some other states actually do some like bills or things like this for those non-state residents that actually own land. In Missouri, a hunting resident permit is $17. In Arkansas, it's a $25 combination tag. Illinois is a 25 deer only. Hunting non-resident is $225 in Missouri. The trapping non-resident's $130. Actually, if you would just cut those in half, that would be what the non-resident landowner would have to pay. Like I say, it's just providing a way to incentivize those people that own land in Missouri, may not live in Missouri, access to their own property.